Father, we just love you so much. We thank you for your love and your mercy and your grace and your forgiveness. Father, that agape love, that unconditional love that you have for each and every one of us. To send your Son, Jesus Christ, to this earth to live as man, and Jesus to come and live as man and give your life for each and every one of us. Love that we sometimes as man cannot comprehend that. That someone would give their life for someone like me who is so undeserving, such a sinner such as I. But that's the unconditional love that you and your Father have for all of us. And to say thank you as man is very little, but that's all as man I know what to say is thank you, sir. We come today to worship you and praise you and all that we do. We thank you for sending these wonderful people from all over this country and other countries to us today. And as Pastor John comes and Pastor Gene come and Pastor Doug yesterday and Ken yesterday, share their testimonies, Father, and what you're doing in their lives and in and through the ministry that you have given them to serve others, to go. And know that that is our commission for all of us. Not just to go to church and occupy a chair or a pew, but to go and serve the kingdom and share your Son, Jesus Christ, outside the walls of this tent and outside the walls of churches and out where people are that are lost and dying in this world. Father God, place upon our heart is this church, Father God, the blessings and favor that you bestowed upon us. We're just so thankful. But Father, the calling to make disciples, Father, and to disciple those that are young in Christ, Father God, that they may grow and mature in Christ and be fruitful to your kingdom, Father God. We know that's what you're wanting us to do. And Father God, thank you for placing that upon our hearts to get re-motivated to discipleship, Father God. And we thank you for that. We pray, Father God, your continued favor and blessings over all these wonderful people and all their ministries that you have given them, Father. And as they serve this kingdom, your kingdom in this world, Father God, we thank you for them. Continue favor and blessings upon their families, upon them individually. Give them strength, Father God, and strength is needed, comfort when comfort is needed. And Father God, to continue to give your joy and peace and love, Father God, as they go and share your Son, Jesus Christ, all over this world. And we do lift up our missionaries that are in harm's way all around this world today. And we do, sir, thank you for the blessings that you have bestowed upon us as Christian Americans, that we can assemble today and no one's shooting at us or bombing us or threatening us, that we come freely with our Bibles, and we know there are peoples around the world that do not have that opportunity. And Father, we just thank you for these that are serving your kingdom and reaching out in your love all around this world. Father, be with us today, and we pray an anointing today over Pastor John and Pastor Gene today as they bring words, Father God, of love and encouragement. And we just thank you again for the opportunity to be here today to love on you and you love on us. It's in Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. Pastor.
It's a hurting world we're living in. A lot of pain. But you know, the only healing for this world is what the great physician gives. Only heaven can heal the hurts of this life. And that's why we live and that's why we serve, because we have the answer. We smile sometimes one moment and cry the next. But we just keep pressing on because we're looking beyond the clouds to the kingdom beyond. And Pakistan happens to be a hurting place, and I have the privilege of introducing you to a man that I met back in Pakistan. We were doing a pastor's conference in a place called Multan. Multan is known for several things. I think three stand out in my mind. They say it's known for dust, it's known for heat, and it's known for its graveyards. Beautiful place to go. Lot of hurting in that place. But I met a young man there who stood out from the others that came to the conference. I could tell that this guy was really on fire, that he was really hungry, that he wanted to learn, And saw him again the next time that I went, and lo and behold, in the course of time, God worked it out for him to come back to the United States with his wife Carrie, and he now is a U.S. citizen. He was not a citizen of this country when he was here last time. So I would like you to welcome a new American, probably one of the most patriotic Americans I know, my dear friend, Mr. Fassel John.
Thank you, brother. Can you hear me? Wow, praise God. Good to be here, and I'm breathing hard, which means God's not done yet. If you are still breathing, He's not done. He have a purpose and plan, and always I want to say thank God for Gene to come to Pakistan and serve. And I was struggling when I met him, and God just opened my eyes because I was praying, God, send someone that can help this book to understand and that help just, you know, become like simplify this book. And God answered prayers. No matter where you are, from your horse, from your throne to His throne, He hears your prayer. Your throne, I'm talking about the cowboy room. That's your throne to His throne. So I want to pray this afternoon to ask God the Holy Spirit to help me to talk and share a little bit my story, what God has done. We all have a story, and we all have a pain and suffering and hurt. And if someone says, you know, hurt people hurt, it's not always truth. Hurt people hurt, somebody said that. But Jesus said, you know, sometimes you take your hurt and communicate to someone else, and it can be a healing to others. So let's pray and ask God the Holy Spirit bless our time together so we can have some wonderful story from God's own kitchen. Father God, thank you so much. You are the awesome cook. You have a wonderful recipe of awesome life on this earth. And the main ingredients is Jesus Christ is the bread of life. And when we have that, we all bless on this earth beyond our words and our human mind can ever comprehend. And thank you, Father, for the guidebook and helper, the chef cook, God the Holy Spirit, who make awesome barbecue in this world, to change our life and change our, you know, attitude so we can be healthy, a follower of Jesus Christ on this earth to lead many other to Christ. Father, help, Holy Spirit, lead and guide my mind as I share what you have to say to your people to turn some heat up or inspire or encourage or maybe to some degree to think about how blessed we are here in this United States of America and how great opportunity we have. So bless our time together. And in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Often people have a hard time, so I will repeat my name, Fassel, like a castle, and my wife, Carrie, like a cherry. And I tell everybody so they can easily remember. I born in Pakistan, and I'm the firstborn of my family. And my three generation, they are originally from India. And they were involved in witchcraft, Satan worship, idol worship, dead people worship, cutting themselves, you name it. All the mumbo jumbo that exist under this cosmos system, they were involved in that. All of them was worshiping Satan. We were involved heavily in a Satan, satanic powers. We had our demons. My grandfather, he had a lot of followers. They will come bring sacrifice, and he was healing people. He was destroying people's lives. He was restoring people to health and many other things. And as they were doing that, as a firstborn, sometimes is a blessing, but sometimes is a curse. As a firstborn, you have to follow the family lines. You have to follow the family footsteps. So I was going to be trained, and I was a scribe for my grandfather, writing all the satanic things. But just so happened, nothing happened under the heaven with all the will of God. Just so happened, somebody came to our town. He was a pastor, knowingly that we possess Satan powers, we have a followers, we destroy families, and we are Satan worshippers. And we were known in Pakistan. My grandfather, his father, my grandfather, and grandfather, they have like 3 generations in a cemetery, and people still coming to worship their dead bodies to fulfill their desires. So they were known. But this pastor, new pastor, came to our community, colony, and invite me anyway into the church to join the worship team. So I went there just only for my own pleasure of hearing, hey, this kid is very good. He's playing good music. I was only there in the church for that reason. So I went there listening to the word of God as they are teaching and preaching. As Bible says, word of God never return empty or void without accomplishing the will of God. John 14:6 changed my life. When I heard from the pastor, he said, Jesus Christ said, I am the way and the truth and life, and no one comes to the Father except through me. You have a full access to God. And I start analyzing, here's the demons, here's the idols, here's the rich, the witchcraft and everything. And they demand loyalty, they demand sacrifice, everything. And the outcome, maybe they are happy or not. If we mess up, we have to sacrifice another thing to make our demons happy. And here's Jesus Christ, who died for me, who's promising eternal life, who said, I will be there for you no matter where you are. Here's the demons that we have to call upon, and they can be only one place at a time. And here's the God of universe in flesh promising everything that he got, which is a lot. And it's only accessed by faith in Jesus Christ. So as an analyzing and comparing, and I come to the conclusion and became a believer by the age of 16. And it was an awesome experience. So that's what is my background, where I came from. And after that, a real conflict happened in your own families. Sometimes takes one message to convert somebody. Sometimes takes many, many years. But I want to encourage you, never give up. Never give up, as I have heard and know Pastor Gene's father wrote a book. Never give up. Never give up. No matter what is your field, no matter what area God have put you, never give up. And that's what I did. I heard so many bad and cruel words from my dad. And actually, I think I haven't found that even in Urban Dictionary of those words. They were very bad. I'm talking about cuss word that was created by my dad. I think no sailors or no cowboy even have come upon those words yet. So maybe they have to work on their own dictionary, cowboy dictionary. So I heard so many bad words, and they said, you know, how can you telling us our 3 generation is wrong? And now you're telling us we've been wrong so long, and you are telling us I have the answer, and that is Jesus Christ. So long story short, took a 5 year for my dad, who was a Satan worshiper. He used to go to Shia group, which is a piece of Islam known in United States, but there's no anything exists like a piece of Islam. Nothing. They are beast. And they are full of demonic activity and possessed by Satan himself to destroy and do all kind of things. So he was following a nephew of Muhammad, and his back is cut. With a sharp knife, he have a chain, and he will go every year cut himself. That was his devotion. His head is full of cards. And I talked to him. I said, you know, Dad, God loves you. And I want to tell you, you are giving your back for others, but Jesus have given you his back for you. What you have to go through, he already took upon himself. So took 5 years, he became a believer, and now his prayer every morning. His prayer is, every morning, and when he pray for Pastor Gene, he will pray for many, many believers. Even he don't know them face to face, he just knows some names. He will pray for United States, and his prayer start, the God of hosts. Every time his prayer, God of hosts, protect Pastor Gene. God of hosts, protect my daughter. God of hosts, protect the United States believers. So he's been blessed. So I want to tell you, never give up. So from my dad, my mom, and now I can say my whole family, except one sister I'm still doubting. She lives in a different city. But 4 brothers and one sister, mom and dad, and a lot of other children have accepted Christ as their Lord and Savior. So sometimes, you know, as a pastor, we encourage, pray. But sometimes I say, be careful how you pray, because he might answer. Long ago, I pray, I said, Lord, take me beyond the borders of Pakistan. I left my school in the 5th grade. I did not know any English and still speak so much broken English. I had no clue. I said, I want to speak another language. I want to go beyond the borders of Pakistan to talk about Jesus Christ. Here I am. Here I am, and how he work? Sometime he send people. Long ago, I was praying, rejecting 16 arranged marriages in Pakistan, saying no, 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 and some of them said, God told me you are my husband. I said, sorry, he haven't told me yet. So one of them, she said, you know, if you don't confess today you love me, I will touch this live standing floor fan. I said, are you a believer? Yes. Go ahead, make my day. And she was serious. She touched the fan in the prayer center, and she was, and we have to unplug. I said, you are my sister in Christ. You are not my wife. He haven't told me yet, so please don't waste your time and my time. So long story short, I was waiting on Psalm 37 verse 4 and saying, God, word says, delight in the Lord, and I will give you the desires of your heart. And my desire became a true. God sent somebody from United States to Pakistan, which there's a no Christian mingles. No Christian mingle and no matchmaking websites available. I was talking to the head office. I said, you have my rib. I can feel it. You took it. There's something missing. I need that one. Guess what? He sent about 6 years later, after I was serving him. She came to Pakistan. 3 days later, we saw each other. And 2 months later, I called her. I said, will you marry me? She said, what? And she pray and pray, and the scriptures never return without accomplish God's will. Isaiah 58 verse 8, I think that was the passage she was leading by God the Holy Spirit. My ways is not your ways. My thoughts are not your thoughts. My plan is higher than your plan. Thus says the Lord all God Almighty. And she came to the conclusion, long story short, 2008, 2007. Wow. She will stab me when I get home. 2007, April 17, April 18, we got married. Is that correct, dear? Awesome. So if you find I'm dead, probably the stab on my back. That was a joke. I'm learning a lot of American sarcasm. So enough about us and how and what, but, you know, God be the glory. God be the glory. He have given us all a story to tell the history maker. and His name is Lord Jesus Christ. So 2008, I was in Pakistan and I started a church from a small prayer group, about 20 by 14 feet. We started there and God allowed us to start a church in Pakistan. And that was the church in a community that was found on a garbage dump. Brother Jean and Sister Nan can identify, a lot of people live in garbage dump in India and many other places. So that community was given to Christians over there to live, to squat. So we went in that area and we bought that area that was found on a garbage dump. And prayer was to make a church. It is awesome when people have a tent or a space where they can, you know, see that God people come together. And we put purposely a cross on the main door so everybody knows that is the house of God. And if you have any grudge, they can come and face to face with the God of universe. So that's the cross that reflect and people can see from far, far. And we built a church in that community and I was praying, Lord, you have given us that big space and now you're going to fill that up. And He did. So long story short, God is doing a lot of work in Pakistan and I want to share what happened in last 62 days of visit in Pakistan. So we went into the attitude in Pakistan to sow the seed of God's good news. And that's the picture. Carrie took it right before our house where men till the ground, two oxes have a yoke on themselves, and they are working. She took that picture, and Bibles becomes real in India, in Nagaland, in Pakistan, and many others like Peru or other area. You can see what Jesus was teaching when he was sharing the parable of, man who went and sow the seed of God's word. And God been using us. We've been working secretly with the Voice of the Martyrs, a wonderful organization who support missionary, persecuted people, Bibles, widows, and prisoners, many other things. So I've been working with them, me and Carrie, secretly, and they've been providing Bibles. And we've been going many, many places in Pakistan, and there's a lot of people are we meeting who even don't possess a Bible as their own. There was one lady we met. She was waiting for 46 years to have her own Bible. And I want to encourage you. You are blessed beyond your imagination or other idiom I just learned. God have blessed you and bless your socks off. Even if stinky, He have blessed you so much. So these are the pictures. There was a couple of them we put it for to put a perspective how lovely and blessed is the feet who take the gospel of Jesus Christ to the distant land. And it is a water like a cold water from a fresh spring to the very souls. As Proverbs talked about. This is my office. Only one thing is missing, my 12-gauge. Other than I got the Bibles, I got my dog and my Bible and other Bible to distribute. So this is the office where I prepare before I go out. And last time we had about a conference. As Pastor Gene goes, a biggest need is Bible teaching, a sound teaching. We gather up with about 125 pastors, evangelists from two different regions and many, many cities. And our goal was three things. Bible is the word of God without any error. Salvation is by faith alone plus nothing. And then when God was saying, God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, that whoever believe in Him shall not perish but have eternal life, I told them God was not joking when He said eternal life. Eternal mean eternal. So these three topic was our focus, and we used the foundation study to distribute with them, and it was a blessing. We had a two-day conference community came together. Some of them are offering their cart. Some of them are offering their blanket. Some of them are offering a pillow for pastor to be host to have a hospitality. And these are the pastors from many, many places. And this is a thick blanket that we were using over there to keep them warm. So all over, with the one statement I say, they were so blessed and they want to study more. Study more, and these are the all pastor was there, and Pastor Gene already have communicated to our seminary student that is a fruit of this one conference. Pastor Gene was teaching in Arizona from his home and also from the home base where we live, face to face, and he can tell you how hungry they are. How hungry they are for the Word of God. And the basics book been distributed, and we are planning to bring those more books into the hands of those who are really hungry. So God is working under the nose of Satan in Pakistan, and I'm encouraging y'all. I told you, since I become American, I've been learning a lot of term. So y'all, I want to encourage you. The first time I drove in Texas and they said it's God's country, I said Arizona also God's country too. Yeah. And I just want to encourage you. What? Which one? I missed something. Yeah, United States is blessed by God. How about that? So, we have all opportunity, everything under the sun. In Texas, in Arizona, in Alabama, in Baytown, in Colorado, in Spokane, in Montana. We have everything. I want to encourage you, what is stopping us? Satan cannot stop us. God is always encouraging us to go. But what is the hindrance? Our stubbornness. Our shyness. I'm ashamed. Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And then later on, he's encouraging Timothy. He said, you know, remember the testimony of Jesus Christ. Do not be ashamed of him. He's not going to be ashamed of us also. He proud to call us his. Many, many different way, as an ambassador, as his body, as a beloved. So that was the day when we were doing the baptism in Pakistan. It was a little chilly, but they want to make an open confession to everyone that they belong to Jesus Christ. As Pastor Gene already expressed on that, baptism is not just, you know, okay, let's do a baptism and then have a big meal and after forget about it. No, it's a big deal. It's a life-threatening, and it is like, you know, you're making a confession before everybody. So we did the baptism, and they came forward, and they were sharing how they got saved, how the gospel of Jesus Christ simply. They heard 2 months ago, 3 months ago, one Sunday service, and boom. So God is working in Pakistan, and God is using so many means. He used everything. Sometimes he used one Coca-Cola. Sometimes he used two Coca-Cola to save people. These are life experiences. In Kansas youth camp, I had two young men. They were struggling. They asked for Arkansas. Sometime a problem. At Pastor Gene's youth camp, I was there, and two young men asked a question, and they said, we have no money. Can we borrow some money to buy Coca-Cola? I said, sure. So they borrow some money, get the Coca-Cola, and I said, do you know Jesus Christ as your Savior? We don't need to be born without sin. Wow, get another one. We will sit down and talk. And two Coca-Cola, I share with them, and they got saved that day. So, two Coca-Cola, one fried chicken feast, also work. Sometimes cigar work. How about that? I was with one man and... never mind, I'm not going there. But cigar works too. I was smoking cigar and I shared. He said, "Who are you?" I said, "Missionary." "Wow, missionary smoke cigar?" "Yes." So from there we start talking, and guess what? That man was confused about eternal life, and that day he walked away understanding that he's eternal, secure, and he's a child of God. Sometimes cigars hinders, sometimes cigars open doors. So don't buy too much cigar. So we started that ministry called Christ Bible Christmas Care Package in Pakistan. That is the main God been using through children in Pakistan. Last year we delivered about 615 packages in so many villages. And Sister Nan can identify with that how wonderful joy is when you see little kids coming with a simple face and their nose running with a yellow and red and all kind of boogers. I'm a little bit graphic because I've been studying Pastor Gene. And that's the way, you know, Old Testament God speak. So their face are, you know, unbelievable, and you want to say, "Stay away from us." They flies all over. But when you see, as I have adopted a prayer from Pastor Gene, "God, give me the love that you have for these people to love them." Sometimes people are unloved. Unlovely, but God sees his son Jesus Christ so worthy that he sent him to die. So we started a Christmas care package and we went to village, and you can see, and in the last picture, they just in open homes. No shelter, no church. They sit together on the floor and hungry, and they want to know about the Savior. They want to know about Jesus Christ. So we went with this small gift, just American lollipop called Dum Dum. They love American candy because they never have it. So I take every year American lollipop and some other things. These are the kids, and overall I can say through the whole children ministry, last 62 days, that's another example. This old man, 70 years old, he said, "My relationship with God been crooked for so long." And he said, "This day, when we were there, I understand the gospel and my relationship is straight with Jesus Christ, through Jesus Christ with God." And he became a believer that day. And over 100 people all over the villages, they accepted Christ. And these are the pictures from those beautiful kids. And some of them have no idea about the coloring page. Some of them old people. This couple, they were almost going to eat the carry-on. Those are color we take here. He was thinking it's a candy. I said, no, it's not a candy. It's a color. So very simple. Need a shepherd or somebody can help to lead them to Christ. So this is another Catholic village. They said, "Priest come, he don't sit with us. Even he don't eat from our home. We will offer water, he will not drink. You are the first one who will sit with us and identify with us and approachable." I said, "Once upon a time I was arrogant, but I have learned from humble man that if we cannot show Jesus Christ through our actions, we are not changing anything." So whole Catholic Church that day, when I was sharing the gospel and saying, you know, Jesus Christ is the mediator. From here to there, we have to go through him. And that was the example I'm making in the next picture, as you can see. Right there. And the whole village accepted Christ that day. Whole village, from a child to the old man. And as I said, you know, never give up. Carrie was talking to one family. They are addicted to hallucinogenic tea. It's a lot in Pakistan and available everywhere. That family, mother and father and three kids, was almost going to be hooked that up. We were using hallucinogenic leaves mixture when we were communicating to demons. But thank God, not anymore. That family that day, when me and Carrie went in their home and working after with them after 3 years, that was the day of their redemption. And the whole family, when wife understood, I'm going to hell and there's no other hope. And she said, what can I do? That's a desire of every human. What should I do? What can I do? What can I bring and offer? Faith in Jesus Christ. And that's what they, and she said, husband come, children come, and they accepted, whole family. Whole family. Again, never give up. Never give up on each other. Never give on those God have assigned you. Our guardian angels never give up on us. But one day he will say, wow, Jesus, that was a tough job on earth. Like a Ken, oh, Jesus, I have to take care of Ken. Wow. So our guardian angels or angels that guide us and lead us and help us never give up. Jesus never gave up. So why not learn from them to never give up on each other, despise of everything. So we will continue to preach, and that's another family from Brick Hills. Christian in Pakistan, they are poor. They are not one class, third class, fourth class. There's no class for them. They are treated like a dirt so many ways. So many ways, and that family works in the Brick Hills, and there's a 24-hour that fire going on, and they cook bricks. And their wages is about $3 a day to make 1,000 brick. And a brick is just this big, maybe 2.5 by foot, 2 inch by foot long, something. So that family, they said, we know the heat of hell, what is the reality of, because we live by it. And that Brick Hills last year, I want to tell you, there's no fence. In Pakistan, nobody play on a fence. Either you are with God, with Jesus Christ, or follower of Jesus Christ, or there's no hope. And they said, we don't want to be without hope. In that Brick Hills area, husband and wife was burned alive because they were forced to accept Islam and deny Christianity. They said, we will die, but never deny Jesus Christ. And guess what? That day, the same brick they were making, they broke every bone of their body and then dragged them behind their tractor and take to the pit and burn them alive. But they never denied Jesus Christ. And it's on internet. Just ask Mr. Google. Persecution in Pakistan, and he will have all the records and pictures. I'm not making up. So I'm going to encourage you. We don't have, but it is coming. In Oregon, what happened to the school can happen here. So be brave and use the testimony God have given to you. So keep going on, and God is working, and we started also hoping that we will help community in Pakistan. And we started 5 years ago a school with only 50 kids, and now it's up to 170 kids, and they are learning how to read Bible. They are learning a little bit education, like a secular education, and we are hoping to support them up to the college so they can be a something or somebody through knowing Jesus Christ. So school is going on, and it's been blessing teaching them a Bible in Pakistan. And these are the beautiful kids, and I know Carrie longed to go and spend time with them. As I became an American citizen, I will be leaving December 1st. I have a challenge. Please pray for us. December 1st, I will be leaving, and Carrie staying behind. I have to check the ground because there's been a lot of persecution. A lot of persecution, and a believer is being asked, who are you? Without a doubt, they said, we are follower of Jesus of Nazarene. I'm a follower of Yesu. And 14 years old, recently was beaten and then burned alive, and 55% his body was burned. And then 7 days later, he died, and his message was to his persecutors and those who were listening. My prayer, this will never happen to somebody else. And he, with the prayer, he gave his last breath and be with Jesus. So that's the life. Could be. I think it's coming here. We've been praying for a revival. God is going to answer. Revival happened with persecution. And the persecution bring real beauty. Real beauty. And a lot of people are living in amnesia. That's a disease. What is called amnesia? Amnesia. That's the word? Amnesia. The definition, people forget who they are. A lot of people have that spiritually. They have forgotten who they are. And I think United States, not all of them, a lot of them, believer, have that disease. Amnesia. Amnesia. They have forgotten who they are and where they came from. That's the word just God, the Holy Spirit, gave it to me to deliver to you. Even I did not know how to communicate. But we got two or three nurses here. How about that? So, another home, there was a lot of persecution in churches. So, we said, you know, Bible commands us to take care of the widows and orphans over and over. Over and over, and carry desires. We don't have our children's. And we were praying, okay, Lord, I like to have maybe at least 12 boy, at least. And he said, no, I have a bigger plan for you. So we started orphanage, and now we have about 14 children in a 316 children home, all supported, and they're learning scriptures. And they're helping, and they're learning and being helped to become a real. Joshua, Caleb, David, some of them Joseph, and hope. Nobody will become a Samson in a literally way, but Samson to follow God to the point a real Nazarene. So we are praying and we are preparing a lot of Deborah, a lot of Ruth, and a lot of other followers of Jesus Christ. So this is going on, and then we remember I said, you know, God, you have did that, you have given us that big place, and you're going to fulfill. Here we are. That's the place God had fulfilled, and throughout the whole outreach ministry, distributing children material, basics book, many other things, and just serving God's people, Hindu, whoever comes. We should be sometime, I often talk to God, the Holy Spirit, and ask for illustration. We should be affected like a zombie. Zombie, remember? Walking Dead, they bite somebody and then instantly they turn like them and walking and talking like them. And their one goal is to bite somebody else. We should be affected through the Holy Spirit. Anywhere we go, we just, you know, change the environment. We should be a thermostat, not a thermometer. Thermometer only read what's going on inside the house. Thermostats change the environment. We should, as a Christian, be a thermostat to change environment. We should be affected like those zombies. In their presence, they become a zombie. That was just an illustration. They'll become a zombie. I'm talking about zombie. Remember those programs on a TV? People trying to play zombie? So this is what God is doing in Pakistan. And this is the fruit of that conference. These 14 different people come from between 90 miles away. Every Monday, and I will stay up all night and then teach them via computer. Via computer, and I will teach them, and they are so hungry, they are so dedicated, they come and they want to learn. A lot of them said that we've been living under the fear that we will lose our salvation, and now we have so many scriptures that encourage us that we will never lose our salvation because we are eternal safe. And it is just, you know, a mind-boggling to them. God loves them so much. And I'm grateful that Pastor Gene went to Pakistan to help me, so he is a partner. Like, you know, Paul says, we are our divine partner with God's work. we all play a partner into building the body of Christ. Whatever Gene have done for Ken Buck, Buck, stop here. And he is reaping the reward because of what Gene have done. So whatever we do, it's matter. It's matter like in the Gladiator movie. He said, you know, what we do here is echo in eternity. That's the way, right? Whatever we do here. The Gladiator movie, he said, what we ever do here is echo for eternity. And that is, I think, it's a wonderful message from the Bible. What we do is matter. So whatever you do here is going to be recognized in an angelical parade when the King of Kings is going to be on his throne and they will say, come on forward. So work was great and a lot of life have happened to be changed through the message of Jesus Christ. Many came safe, many was encouraged, many went back disappointed, many was just, you know, in their argumented mind and they said, we cannot accept because it's too easy. And that happened not with me, happened with you, happened with Jesus when he offered. So I think I got a few minutes. How many minutes I got? Yep. I will be leaving my wife for not like a, you know, the bad way, leaving behind. I will be leaving my wife in the United States. We're still married. So she will be staying here, but I'm leaving December 1st. About 8 to 9 months. So it will be hard. It will be hard. And probably she will come February and join me for a couple months if everything God allow. Yes, sir.
Hey, Basil, are your
family,
do they go to your church when you're there?
Yes, sir. We live with them. Yeah, my dad, mom, and whole family there, I can say all of them involved in God's work. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I used to be a bootlegger. That's true. I just got that definition from my cowboy hat, bootlegger, whiskey deliverer, smuggler. I used to do that. But now, the beauty is God take, you know, bad things and turn into beautiful things. And God has been doing a Bible smuggling in Pakistan. They just ship it, over 100,000 Bibles from India to Pakistan. So there's a waiting there, and we will be doing about more than 2,000 Bibles distribution in many, many villages. So I will be apart from my wife, and I need your prayer. I need your prayer, especially for, you know, there's so many temptations. There's so many tests. Being a good-looking cowboy in Pakistan. So.
And humble.
Humble too. I was going to add, but you start laughing. So there's a lot of temptation, and I don't want to be a Samson. I want to be a Joseph. I want to run away, and one wife and one life enough. That's true. So anyways, the challenge. Salvation cost us nothing, but following Jesus Christ will cost everything. So challenges is coming, so question is, what is costing us to be a believer in Jesus Christ in Texas? What we are doing with our Savior, what he have given us? Are we sending? Are we going? Are we being feet? Are being a backbone to our pastors, evangelists, and so who we know that God is bringing our life? What we are doing? How we are being suffering with the body of Christ? That's the question only you going to ask, and I have to answer for myself, you have to answer for yourself. What we are going to do, or what can we do to bring the gospel of Jesus Christ to lost and dying world? Because salvation cost us nothing, but following Jesus Christ will cost everything. Everything. My dad, he was disowned from his dad openly in the court when he became a believer. He still have a pain, and I told him the passage from 2 Corinthians 6:18, I will be father to you and you will be sons and daughter to me, thus says the Lord Almighty God of universe, who own all the cowboy horses in Texas. How about that? So my time's up, I think, and I'm grateful, Pastor Gene, for giving this wonderful opportunity to share what God is doing in Pakistan. And please pray for Brother Gene and Nan as they are preparing to go to the next, to the next, to the next. And only they know and God knows what God is doing. So keep us in your prayer. And if rapture pending and God's willing, we will be back. If it's not, see you here, there, or in the air. Thank you.